Is it out? Are you going over to Trachis on a chance?
Yes, we are. We're going to have lunch with Mayor Brooks.
Well, I saw her yesterday. I went over and be sure to have her show you. There's a very famous room there that belongs to John Petty, who's Assistant Secretary of National Affairs. And it was used as the office for Andrew Johnson. He sued Mary Thomas and wouldn't move out of my house after Thomas left for some months. He went over there and in the treasury, there's a tunnel between the treasury and the White House in the field at that time. And there he is. There she sits. There is this magnificent office. It's probably some of the greatest heirlooms you've got. There's a very famous desk. So be sure that she sees and shows you that.
She
ought to also have a kitchen meet.
She's got my old office.
Or your four.
Yeah, Dottie either.
But you can then also, they do know this room, the Johnson. You've seen it before. Well, show it to them.
I'd like them.
Yeah, I had never seen it. I was over there yesterday seeing Connelly. But Patty has it now.
We were having a appointment.
See, it's the one right in the middle, as you know.
Yes.
The one right in the middle.
We had a question with Secretary Connelly yesterday.
Oh, you did?
We met with Walter.
Oh, Johnny Walker.
He was so.
Right.
Listen, Miss President, can I one little thought before I go into the case? I wondered about it so much. On your revenue sharing plan, in the collection, it occurred to me, and sure, it makes a great deal with the collecting collection agency, the county, interstate, the nation, and they're elected by the people. Would it be possible to eliminate a whole new layer of bureaucracy to decide how much each county gets back, or whatever the ratio change? Could these billhead collection agents, they're all bonded county treasurers in every county and every state, could they be collected? We all, where we live, we pay it into our county, we say. And they deduct whatever the ratio or the slide rule for the proportion would be worked out, deduct it and then mail it in. Is that a thought? Get with that.
Well, let's throw it into the West Virginia Sea.
We'll make sure it gets with all the county treasurers. There's no question about that. Although we
have the money there, we can't win. Yeah, people would love to do that.
And they
see it come back here.
And there, well, so many people are
going
to talk to at least. They tell me that it's terrible. They just make a whole new layer of bureaucracy to decide how much you can spend.
Well,
I'm not going to. I think you should know this now, Mr. President.
But I can say to you,
they're still in. They're elected. They're
supposed to be an automatic pass-through the way it's supposed to be done. But I see your point that they might have a lot more confidence that came to their own people.
That's right.
True.
And it makes such a good talking point. So again, back there. And of course, I know that I've seen all the county judges and judges in our state and the national, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
So she said, if you tell Mr. President, if you get a chance, that we will be drinking a toast to their house.
It's not nice. They were very...
Talk to you, no.
Well, that's very nice.
Children, people now, age two and age four. And of course, the son is now here, and he's assistant to the Director of General Services. Roy.
Roy, yeah.
He was quickly down at the White House and told me about it. Beautiful.
For the grandchildren, you should come to that, and you gotta have them.
Oh, they are terrific.
So they got... I mean, I don't have that anymore, you're right, because I have to pass it.
Thank you.
Well, ready to see you. And you're gonna get that for her, she's seen it, but take them on.
Well, this is that first trip to Washington, I think.
You see, we have several tours, we're gonna get to number eight.
Oh.
And this is gonna be talking all for it. PDVIPs.
Hope you did this.
Lots of good luck.
Thank you. So good to see you.
Very close to the telephone to leave it.
Okay.